Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Hi, folks. Can you trust your vitamins? How do supplement manufacturers ensure product quality? Well, we're so fortunate today to have a leading nutritional advisor and supplement formulator. Neil Levin will share his insights into some of the manufacturing industry's secrets. He's an advisor to one of the leading companies in the field, Now Foods, and will share some of what's behind the label. Thanks for being with us, Neil. And can you tell us a little about your professional experience over all these decades?
Sure. I've been in the natural products industry since 1973, about 30 years as a retailer and formulator. I've been a clinical nutritionist since 1992, and I'm also the past president and current corporate secretary and program chair of the American Nutrition Association. I work with the American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, the American Herbal Products Association, and the Natural Products Association.
Well, that's very interesting because there's something called Labdor, and I'm sure there are other third parties that analyze vitamins. And Now Foods, the company you're associated with, always comes out in the top three in almost any vitamin. Is that one of the reasons you chose working with them, or did you, in fact, make them a top contender?
Well, when I started with them was about 19 years ago, and they really became one of the first companies to be Good Manufacturing Practices, or GMP, certified in the year 2000. There's a federal standard that came in several years after that that they've always been part of, and there really was a commitment in the company to have the top quality and to get the certification, which fewer than 1% of vitamin companies have, a third-party Good Manufacturing Practices certification.
Well, I guess that goes along with the fact is that from my knowledge of the eye supplements, that they've never had an adverse reaction reported. So that must say something for the products. How does the FDA monitor manufacturers, or do they?
Well, they do by consumer complaints. They do by monitoring web pages and label claims and ads. They do by the MedWatch system, which collects adverse effects and which all manufacturers are required to collect and report to the FDA any serious side effects within 15 business days.
So, can we say that we can always believe what's behind the label when someone picks a vitamin off a shelf in a store?
Not always. It depends on the brand and how they test. Now Foods has finished product testing to make sure that what's on the label is in the product and not other things. We've actually gone as far as to publish methods for detecting adulterants. For example, pharmaceuticals added to spike raw materials so that they have erectile dysfunction or male enhancement benefits, steroid and muscle building benefits, diet benefits, or even simply economic adulterants that would be used to add to something because it's cheaper and fools a common test. So we've been at the forefront of developing the testing and publishing them in peer-reviewed journals that allows companies to avoid these kind of adulterants that don't belong in a legal dietary supplement.
Well, I'm sort of proud to be, I guess, a user of your products with that orange label with the white lettering, because my partner and I, when we designed an eye vitamin called iComplex CS, we actually went through the manufacturing site and met the executives and could see firsthand they test for radiologic contamination, like the fish that can come from China or from the Pacific. They test for bacterial, fungi, toxic metals. I mean, it's so impressive. I don't know if pharmaceutical companies do that much. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you're right. I think the Good Manufacturing Practices regulations for dietary supplements, in some ways, since they're newer, are more stringent, more rigorous than the one for pharmaceuticals. Some of the regulations allow skip lot testing, where you're not testing every lot of every product for everything on the label. But companies like Now Food with third-party certification actually don't allow that, even though that's permitted by the regulations. We're actually a little more rigorous than what's regulated for supplements or even some of the pharmaceuticals.
You know, if I were John Q. Public, you know, I may be an engineer or an artist. I look at a vitamin. I heard you take vitamin E. How do you know what's natural, what's synthetic, and potency? Is there a way to tell on the label?
For vitamin E, you would look, and you would look for D-alpha tocopherol rather than DL-alpha tocopherol. It's a subtle difference, but that L, that DL instead of a D in the name of the scientific name of the vitamin E indicates it's a synthetic form. And synthetic forms are only about half as effective as the natural form and contain unnatural forms of vitamin E that don't occur in nature, that our bodies don't know how to handle, and that actually dilutes the effectiveness of that vitamin.
You know, if we were to drill down into the subject, with vitamin E, there's also tocotrienols besides tocopherols and several tocopherols. How do you decide what to take? Well, like, for instance, what would you take as your vitamin E supplement?
Well, I take a vitamin E supplement that has high gamma tocopherol and some tocotrienols, because there's eight different versions of vitamin E that occur in nature, and all eight forms occur in the supplement I'm taking. And the Now product that would be the advanced gamma E, but you know that you're looking for tocopherols and tocotrienols. It's kind of a long name, but that indicates you're getting all eight forms and not simply variants of one form like you would get in the synthetic vitamin E.
You know, it's interesting that taking vitamins, you don't get short-term satisfaction. It's all kind of long-term benchmarks. Do you get less colds? How do you feel at the end of the day? Do you keep your hair? Are your nails strong? And so it's not easy for people who want the one-month cure thinking they're getting the silver bullet. It's a long-term process, and I guess people need advisors. Do you think companies such as Now would ever serve as a life coach, a vitamin coach?
Well, we're limited because the FDA regulates us so strongly that we can't make claims on our products related to diseases, even when there's plenty of evidence. So that's something that doctors like you have to take a role in, or other experts. I can do that in a non-commercial sense, but not when I'm representing a vitamin company.
Okay. If people are hypersensitive to alcohol, sugar, or drugs, do they have a greater chance to become hypersensitive to a component of the vitamin, including the gelatin capsule?
Well, the gelatin is mostly protein, so that's really not an issue there. And we have lots of products in vegetarian capsules that are made from plant cellulose, from actually trees, southern pine trees, which are typically non-reactive.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, there's so much to tell the consumer. And someone who's been a researcher, a partial clinician, a nutritionist, an organizer of American Nutritionists is so unique, and it's such a pleasure to have you today. We're going to have to do this again. Anything you would like to tell the consumer as a last-minute notice?
Well, we want to appreciate experts like you, Dr. Abel, who are bringing this information to the public that manufacturers aren't allowed to, and you know, allowing companies like Now Foods to get their message out.
Great. Well, I'm Dr. Robert Abel, the Wizard of Oz, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well, see well, and keep your eyes open and look toward the future.